Sean, you should be happy, shouldn't you, drawing a game like that with a team full of youngsters?
Yeah, I should. It doesn't feel that way. I thought we'd be a little bit dumb. We could have won the game. So no excuses. That 16 players I put out there today could have and should have got it. But just too many enforced errors, put too much pressure on us. But in the big scheme of things, you know, 14 of our kids in the team, like you quite rightly say, is a great effort. But I want to do that on the back of a win.
I know you always feel you should win every game, but is the reality it's a very inexperienced team you've got out there?
Yeah, I don't look at it that way. When I know what they're capable of, I'll look at it that I want to win every game. If I turned up with 19s, I want to win it. And so it's just our way. I'm just a bit disappointed for the players. I thought the effort they put in was great, but just a bit dumb at times. And, you know, Middles turned the ball over and played 3 and 4. And, you know, Middles did a good job, but you can't turn the ball over in crucial times against Warrington like we did today.
There's got to be positives in there, though, isn't there? What are the positives you take from it?
We've got 14 kids in, and they all stood up and showed loads of character. And you look at Jack Wells and Cal Field coming off the bench, young babies, going toe-to-toe with Chris Hill and people like that. So it's a great effort. So, you know, deep down, a lot to be proud of, but I want to do that on the back of a win.
Obviously, Liam Marshall, 3 tries, a 4th one ruled out. He's a youngster you've just recently rewarded with an extended contract. How well is he going for you then?
He's going really well, and we give one to Tom Davis. So both of them are doing really well. Did a great job today. He's a real finisher, and Tom does your hard work in the other end. So we've got 2 young wingers who's going to be great for us for years to come. So great signs for the club.
But you got another injury, Josh Wood. What's the situation?
He rolled his ankle in the first few minutes, so gutted for him. It was a big game for him, but we expect big things from Josh, and he's absolutely devastated. Had to leave the field.
Well, you've got St Helens, of course, and then the game on the Monday as well. So it's another Easter coming up. Are you going to get anybody back for Saints?
Yeah, I've got Tommy back, and you know, so he should be okay. Sam Powell, there's a chance with Sam. So you know, we'll get a couple of bodies back, and hopefully we'll get the benefit from that on Thursday.
And it seems like Saints have just timed their comeback for you with the performance they put on today.
Yeah, they'll be super confident. But it's Wigan and Saints derby, and we don't need to train. Everybody will just turn up, and they know how important this game is, and we want to be good on Thursday.
Why do I get the feeling that really you just want to get back on the horse and play that game tomorrow?
Yeah, we do. The players are quiet. They're devastated. The players, like we've lost the game. That's the way it feels at the moment. But you know, they're very, very proud, and they have a winning mentality. So you know, but we'll come tomorrow on our journey back. We'll be okay. We'll review the game in Newcastle in the morning, and we'll get on our way and get ready for Thursday.
You always have a good Easter. This is a bank holiday. Will you be doing the same things as you do for Easter?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything will be good. Recovery protocols will be nailed, and we'll look after the players, make sure they're good, as long as they're fit and ready for Thursday. That's the first main objective for us.
Well, I hope you start to cheer up, Sean. It was a good result from our point of view, but obviously you always want to win your team.
I'll take your word for it.